The International Visitor Survey for March 2017 has just been released, and it shows some good news and some not so good news when it comes to tropical North Queensland. We have seen a continuing growth in international visitors, and the Chinese market still continues to grow as well, but it's certainly reduced from the major, astronomical almost, growth that had been received in recent years. To give us a sense of why that might be, and to unpack the numbers a little more, Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting is with us. Very good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Keir. How are you going?
I am well. Headline numbers first, please, sir. Is it right how I've characterised things, that the growth continues, but it's certainly a lower rate of growth than we've received previously?
Yeah, that's true. Visitor numbers across the nation as a whole were up 9.2%. So this is for the year to March of this year. So an increase of 9.2% across the country. Queensland, somewhat less than that, 6.8% up in Queensland. Tropical North Queensland, a bit better than that, 7.2. So still good growth, but it's slower than the nation as a whole. And I suspect part of the sort of more worrying numbers, you suggested that there wasn't some quite so good news, and that's on the expenditure data. So expenditure across the country, tourism expenditure up just over 8%. In TNQ, it was actually down a touch, less than 1%, but it did actually decline slightly.
And what does that reflect, Pete? Just give us a sense of what that actually means. Is that about the length of the stay, or literally how much is actually being spent per person? How do they calculate that?
Yeah, it's an average per visitor or an average per visit, and that's come down. So a year ago, it was about $1,300 per visit. This year, it's $1,200. So there's been a decline in the average spend per visitor, and that'll be tied to less time spent in the region, but also people just spending less while they're here. And obviously those are nominal numbers, so you need to adjust them for inflation as well. I know inflation isn't very high at the moment, but you know, allowing for sort of 2% probably. So in real terms, expenditure's down closer to 3%. In TNQ, whereas in the nation as a whole, it's up 8.1%. In Queensland, again, not so strong, 2.6% increase in Queensland.
And the markets, if we divide them out, Pete Faulkner, China still remains a strong plank. How has growth been in some of those other markets that have not had good growth in recent years? I'm thinking about the UK, I'm thinking about Japan.
Yeah, Japan's actually been an interesting one. So that was actually one of our fastest growing markets for this year, to the year to March. So Japan was up nearly 14% for the region. And it has been growing relatively well. That's actually some pretty healthy growth. The last sort of four or five quarters, we've seen growth anywhere between sort of 10% and 27% for Japan. So Japan's actually coming along quite nicely. It still only accounts for about half the numbers that we're getting from China. And China is up just under 9% for the year to the region. So still good growth for China, but it is, as you said in your lead-in, significantly slower growth than we had been seeing over the past four or five quarters, where it's been up around 30+% per annum increases. It's only up 8.8%.
And Pete Faulkner, if people were, you know, in the tourism industry, analysts looking at this, would this be a cause for concern for them? I know there's been talk about the idea that, you know, peak growth might have been passed.
In terms of China, I think it's probably true that I wouldn't say we're necessarily past peak growth, but we're probably at peak growth. You know, you can't sustain increases of 30% a year forever, clearly. At some point, you're going to simply run out of people and run out of capacity, more to the point, for Cairns. So, yeah, look, we're likely to see growth start to ease. The fact is we're still seeing good growth. You know, there's no two ways about it. These are strong numbers. For China, you know, growth of 9% per annum is still very strong. For the region as a whole, growth that's over 7% is still good growth. The fact that expenditure's down a little is perhaps rather concerning. But again, it's only one quarter. We don't need to start getting too panicky about one quarter of numbers. They do move around a little bit. One of the areas that's slightly weird, and I don't, to be honest, have an explanation as to why, is the US. The US has been seeing actually really good growth for the past four or five months. And then this month, it's come in slightly lower. It's only down less than 1%. So essentially, you could say it's unchanged. But the US had been growing really strongly for the past sort of four or five quarters, and that's actually come off a little bit. The UK you mentioned in your lead-in, that's been very slow growth over some months, over some quarters now. Again, that's off 1% this quarter, but nothing really different to what's been happening previously. So one area that's been really strong for TNQ and kind of bizarrely strong is New Zealand. And New Zealand's up nearly 40% this quarter. It's still a relatively low number for us. It's an important number for the country as a whole, but for TNQ, New Zealand isn't a particularly major market for us. 53,000 people to TNQ from New Zealand. But as I say, that's up 40% from a year ago.
That's pretty big.
Let's just finish
off quickly with obviously the New Year's period where those direct flights didn't come through, the charters, et cetera.
Yeah.
How much is this set of figures impacted by that particular period, and how much does it say that we do need to try and track those direct flights back to try and reverse the situation?
Yeah, look, you could certainly make that case. There's no doubt that the Chinese New Year, which falls in that March quarter, obviously, I think this year it was, what, end of January, wasn't it? The previous year, beginning of February. So the quarter-on-quarter or the year-on-year changes shouldn't really be impacted by a shift in date of the Chinese New Year. So the reality that we've suddenly gone from growth of, you know, 20, 30% for China down to 9% for this year for China could well point to the fact that those charter flights, those direct flights in, or rather not in, in 2017, certainly did impact on those numbers. We'll have to see whether we see a continuation of that trend when we get the June numbers. Obviously, it wouldn't have been an issue comparing June to June. So we'll have to see whether those growth numbers return to the kind of 20, 30% level that we've seen, or whether we're actually seeing a sort of a structural slowdown
in
growth.
In that actual growth.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Pete Faulkner, always appreciate the unpacking of the numbers. Thank you, sir.
No worries. Thanks, Keir. Have a good day.
You too. That's Pete Faulkner from...